I made a mistake.
His career in federal politics is over. He's resigned.
Anything goes down.
Sam Dastyari, former disgraced senator. You might have seen him on the TV. You can still check that show out.
You can. I love how it's former disgraced senator now. Like, the whole disgrace is former.
Yeah, it's
you
over for you.
Pulled me out of it. new Prime Minister.
What do you know about this?
You know what I love about this country? Like, once a year it happens. It's a mess. Canberra's a mess. You know, I ended up doing 6 hours of TV coverage the other day during the literature spill. Yeah. Kyle is sending me, like, dirty texts, right, while I'm sitting there.
He's sitting on Studio 10, right, and I can see Sam, and he's fiddling around while other people are talking. He's fiddling around with his phone. And I said to him, stop effing texting on TV.
Really? Do you think that was the word you used?
Clown or something like that, didn't
you? Now, I've actually got a grab. If you want to just quickly play, because there is a solution to our problems.
What is it?
Okay, what are we about to listen to? The solution?
Well, here we go. The solution. I'm going to play this.
There is a problem in Australian politics. It can't be solved. Frankly, we all watched Trial by Kyle last night. I think that the answer is that we have to get Kyle Sanderlands down to Canberra, and we're going to get people to parade before him, and I think he can solve the problem for the nation.
That's what Australia needs, more Kyle. I actually stole the gavel.
Oh, you've got it.
Yeah, I've nicked it from the prop department of Channel 10.
Yeah.
I've just been going around, walking around the streets with this, just, you know.
Slam it on the table.
There it is. Now, I'm slamming it on what I've got with me, which is the Scott Morrison dossier.
Okay, now, I asked you to put something together.
You
did.
We
don't know this guy.
Now, you didn't give me a lot of time, right? Now,
no.
I've got some stuff here. Look, I just want to give a little bit of a caveat out there to the listeners.
Okay. Right?
A lot of people pretend politics what they want it to be. This is the one segment in the country where we actually talk about what really happens.
Yes, that's right.
So this is the bit that's different. So people look at this and they go, oh, my God, that is so ugly, that is so dirty, that is so horrible. We're not here to pass judgment. We're here to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So a couple of things that people know. I'm pulling out the dossier. The people know, and bits and pieces that listeners might not know. Firstly, Scott strongly opposed marriage equality.
He didn't want
post-gay marriage.
He didn't want
Very, very strongly opposed it. That's kind of known.
Oh.
Second thing, this is one I love. His mates at school disliked him so much, they wrote a letter to him asking him not to attend the school reunion.
That's not true, is it?
Yep. That's mean. Yeah.
That's not true.
It was called Spilling the Beans. Yeah, they had an open letter, and it was signed by all the old boys for him not to actually attend the school reunion.
Oh, that's a bit nasty.
Now who has the last laugh now is Prime Minister.
I know. Thirdly, huge Tin Arena fan.
Is he?
Huge. He's like Australia's biggest Tin Arena fan.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's
he loves. He loves. Well,
I mean, I love Tin Arena, but it's just...
It is random. Well, the Prime Minister of Australia is a huge fan. Fourthly, now this is the one a few people know his work here, but might not know as him. Do you remember the famous, Lara Bingle? I've got the ad here. Do you want to just have a few seconds here?
The Lara Bingle.
Where the hell are you?
Here it is.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Of course we remember Lara.
So Scott Morrison was the head of Tourism Australia when they launched the Where the Bloody Hell Are You campaign, which internationally was really well received, but it was scandalous because they used the word bloody and it was meant to be offensive. He got sacked because of it.
Did he?
He had a huge falling out with the minister.
Wow.
So the minister at the time, her name was Fran Bailey, thoroughly disliked him. There was a secret payment that was made. Now, some of the media has reported as high as 500,000. Others say about 300.
But he got the money?
He got the money. He got the payout. It was a huge issue with Tourism Australia. They hated the campaign.
Why? I thought the campaign was
great.
Good.
I thought it was the only one we remember. They do one every year.
Yeah, that one we remembered. And it launched Lara's career. She was a no-name before she went on that.
I am from that generation. That hot Lara Bingle image lasts with all of us.
Yeah. She looked great.
All right. Now, this is the one. This is the one that, okay. So I just want to preface like this last one a tiny bit. But finally, how Scott Morrison actually became a member of Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, he would have got voted in, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, but in most states and most seats in Parliament, it doesn't really matter the Labor-Liberal contest. There's safe Labor seats, safe Liberal seat.
Right.
Scott Morrison went for pre-selection in a very safe Liberal seat of Cook, which is the Shire.
Really right.
Conservative kind of part of the Shire. He beat a guy called Michael Toke who ended up to get the pre-selection. But in the first count, when they first had the ballot and first had the numbers, Michael Toke got 82 votes. Scott Morrison got 8. Now,
How did he win then?
Well, actually, do you want to just pull up the thing? So, and Michael Toke, who was this Lebanese Christian community leader, right? Straight after the pre-selection, there was a media and an internal Liberal Party campaign to overturn the result, and it got overturned, and Morrison got made the candidate.
Hang on, but the guy got 80-something percent.
Yeah, he got 82 at 8. Well, this is the bit that has never been told before. Scott Morrison's lieutenants and I'm sure with Scott Morrison's knowledge, turn to the Labor Party and ask them to prepare the dirt file on his political opponent to be able to get rid of the guy and actually have him disendorsed as Liberal Party candidate.
Really?
I know this because I was the one who put the file together. I put the file together, right? Because part of what they were doing, right?
This is a big deal.
I put the file together. So the file was, okay. So one of the two reasons they stated when they got rid of this guy as the candidate was, quote, Mr. Toke covered up the extent of his involvement with the Labor in the 1990s. Right? This guy was once a Labor Party member.
He was a Labor Party member, and then he swapped over to Liberal.
By 2007, he went to Liberal Party. That happens from time to time.
Yeah.
They wanted to get rid of him. They needed to kind of, they wanted to try and show that he'd lied.
Right.
They'd asked the Labor Party, Morrison's people asked the Labor Party to put together a dirt file, effectively, on this bloke. I put it together. I went down to Golden Century Chinese restaurant, Sussex Street, Sydney.
Your mates down there, the Chinese, yeah.
Handed it over to Morrison's people, right? Morrison's factional lieutenants.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not, you know, they then did, I was, the bit that amazed me by it, the way they weaponized it. Right? Mainly it was anecdotes about his involvement in the Labor Party, a few stories here and there, things that have been gathered
together. Wasn't too much dirt, though.
The way they weaponized it, they had decided. I mean, Scott Morrison was a really powerful guy in the Liberal Party. He used to be the state director of the Liberals. You know, he was a big power broker in their party. The way they were able to use this information and the way they were able to weaponize it, I mean, there's no one pussyfooting around this. The PM only became a member of parliament because he used the Labor Party to knock off his political internal opponents. Wow. I've never seen that. Like, I never thought he'd be PM because I thought, oh, this is always going to come out. This story about this pre-selection, about what he did to
and his you're the guy color. That did it. Look, you're the one they went to.
In 2007, the Liberal, I was kind of the young organiser, this is what I did, right? And look, again, this is how Paul, like, I don't want people to be kind of under any delusion. The thing about this segment is, we say what really happens. We say what really goes on. I am actually, Michael Toke deserves an apology, right? I'm going to apologise to him, right?
Now?
I will apologise to Michael Toke. I think the Prime Minister deserves to give this guy an apology. I've seen a lot of dirty things in politics.
This is dirty.
And pre-selections get very, very dirty, right?
But you've never seen this happen before where
someone's never had the Liberal Party come to us and ask for dirt on one of their own internal opponents.
Right. Then to dethrone that guy for ScoMo to become the
guy won. This guy, if you actually just click on his profile,
Sam, why was Michael Toke so much more popular than Scott Morrison?
Well, look,
like in the first pre-selection.
So if you look there, he describes himself husband, father, engineer, proud Lebanese Australian, won the 2007 Liberal pre-selection for Cook, beating Scott Morrison 82-8, which is true. And then it got overturned. Look,
how do they overturn that?
They effectively said that they called him a branch stacker. They went through his history. They dumped a whole bunch of media stories against him, which he sued and got a $100,000 settlement for afterwards.
Right, but never got back his spot.
The biggest dirt campaign I've been around
on their
dirt
own
campaigns.
Party members.
Of course, that's where it gets really vicious. The thing is, and I've been saying this, I would never underestimate Scott Morrison. Because I would never underestimate a guy who would turn to his political opponents to take out one of his own.
Mm.
A guy that will do that will do anything. And mate, this is not a guy to be underestimated, right? I mean, if you're going to do that, right, there is no line that you won't kind of cross.
I kind of like the anything to win attitude. I run by the anything to win attitude, so
imagine
I sort of admire
were,
it.
What if you were whilst, Michael Toke, though?
Oh, I would hate it if I was Michael.
If you're on the receiving
Michael
end of
Toke
it.
Won a pre-selection, had the numbers,
and it's not even like it was close. It was
Let's
read to head.
Scott Morrison and his lieutenants fired the gun. What was unbelievable is they got the Labor Party to give them the bullets,
and well, that's,
that
that's,
was you.
This is why I never thought he'd be PM.
Right.
I just thought, oh, well, the story of this pre-selection... By the way, Scott Morrison, to this day, will not ever speak of the pre-selection.
Oh, no doubt. Some journalist somewhere is going to ask a question now.
Let him, right? He always just says, oh, there was issues with the candidate. They went through this guy's history. They said he had a security
company.
His
internet history or just his history?
No, his history. He had a security company, so they kind of tried to downplay it. So, oh, I was just a security guy. He kind of ran a business. They went after his degrees. They just... The assassination they did... Like, I've seen some brutal stuff in things.
Mm.
But the fact they'd even come to the late... Like, I remember at the time, we were thinking, geez... this guy's ruthless.
And even now, like, we all love you, Sam, obviously, yeah. but for Scott Morrison to have used Sam Dastyari, the disgraced Labor senator, to
the
rise
former
to power.
Disgraced
former disgraced now soon to be TV host, hopefully.
That's right.
Wow.
That's unbelievable
stuff,
though, right?
Well, that's a big, big story.
Well,
there,
mate,
and
you admit to putting the file together to help your political enemy overthrow someone from within.
Look, to create disunity
with
the Liberal Party.
Did you get paid for that?
No, look, it worked for the Labor Party. But to create disunity, look, let's be honest, why political parties do this, right?
Yeah.
Enemy of your enemy is your friend. The Liberal Party tearing itself apart is hardly... And, mate, to be honest, the file was mostly just anecdotes of his involvement.
It wasn't even that much.
It wasn't that much. But the way they weaponized it, the professionalism of the... Look, honestly...
They spun it into something real.
The professionalism of the hit they did on this Michael Toke guy, I have never seen in politics.
What's Michael Toke do now?
Mate, look, there's a couple of media stories. Someone should get in touch with him. I understand there was a story about him in the Australian in the middle of May. Peter Van Olsen had written. He'd moved on with his life. He's kind of, I think he was shattered afterwards.
Right, as
he
would be.
He won a really big defamation suit because the stories they'd spread, it spread so many lies
about him.
All lies. And now Scott Morrison is the Prime Minister of Australia.
Unbelievable.
And he will not speak of this pre-selection. Just watch. There'll be some journalists that'll ask him today, how did you actually win that pre-selection? Where did that do? Because here is the proof. The information and the anecdotes they used about his involvement in the Labor Party could only have come from the Labor Party.
Well, you did it, so that's proof enough. It's not like you're repeating a story you heard. You were involved.
And there was nowhere else for this stuff to have come from.
You're always involved in the dodgy stuff.
That's why I'm on your show, isn't it?
Yeah, correct.
That's why I'm on your show.
That's incredible story. That's big news
that
today,
is,
politically.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Now, and more importantly, too, I have a column in the Telegraph today, so I'm plugging, but they used a fat photo of me.
Oh,
so I'm
yeah.
upset. They used a fat photo of me.
Yeah, you lost weight so quick. I don't know what happened to you there.
Stress.
Yeah, that's right. Worrying about you guys.
Yeah.
Sam, thank you for putting that together.
Thank you.
Sam,
what a story. What a bombshell there. Brooklyn, you won't be able to use it in your news because that's probably above your intelligence level to deal with.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, you've got no bulletins left.
Oh, no, he does. He's got one now.
Oh,
I'll quickly type it up,
Brooklyn.
Okay. Thanks, Sam. Nice to see you, bro.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay, Simone is coming up. If you want to ring us about anything, the number 131065.
Kyle and Jackie O.